Hit him going around and around.
Yeah, what did you call it?
They call that a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round.
That's right.
Did you ever have one when you were a kid? Did you make one?
Yeah.
Sounds like it'd be pretty much fun. A little different.
Yeah, that's right. It was good for kids. It was good for
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes?
We call that a, some people call it a whetstone, but there's two or three different names for it, but people used to call them wet rocks, you know,
wet rock.
Wet rock or whetstone or something like that, you know.
Yeah. If you would, I'd like for you to show me some different kinds of wooden fences, just by maybe drawing a sketch here. Do you have more than one kind that you've built?
Well, that's all the kind we have. It's old split rail. That's what we have around the yard here.
Split rail. Did you ever make any other kinds? Or?
No, we never did have no other kind except in what we call a picket fence. That we go out in the woods and saw tree down, you know, and split it up in a kind of a funny shape, you know, and then take a, what we call a throw and drive out boards about that thick, and then you put your lab from one post to the other and tack them on there, and you call that a picket fence.
Can you show me what the difference is? Sketch it or not?
But
the difference between
there, that's a rail fence there, but you see, that's nailed to them posts.
Yeah.
But we don't have any of the picket fence here at all. That picket fence would come up, you know, you'd have two lamps, set your post, and then you go in one lamp, go in there, two lamps, one post to the other, and then you pick it up and down.
Oh yeah, they're up like that.
That's right. You nail them together, and then we call them lads, you know, that you nail the pickets to.
Yeah. When did you start using barbed wire? Have you ever used it?
Yeah, I've used it some, but it was back in the 30s, I reckon, before I was using it in the barbed wire.
Did you ever have any cattle yourself? Or
yeah, I've had cattle. We've only got a few now. We used to have several head, but mostly what we got now is milk for milk.
Do you make your own butter and
that's
stuff?
Right. She only milked once per day. Now we did have a milk cow here. She was full of little Jersey. She's the mother of the ones we're milking now. And I've got as high as 2 pounds of butter a day from her. But she was a thoroughbred Jersey. She was a real milk cow. I slipped out of the off the doorstep and hurt her knee, and we had to sell her. She wasn't able for a good long time to get out and tend to her, so we had to sell her, because you take a good milk cow, you've got to look after them. If you don't look after them, you haven't done anything. So there was a fellow we'd raised a heifer from this same cow, and this fellow we had Waco. He was an insurance man for the concerning the Farm Bureau or something. And he was down here, and my wife was milking her. He told her, he said, if you have to take an open to sell either one of these cows, that I'd like to have, that the heifer that we sold him, she was half Holstein and half Jersey. The mother was full Jersey, and the daddy was full Holstein. And